Maybe high gas prices will translate into fewer road trips this summer, and that would be good news for animals. Nationwide, there are 250,000 accidents between car and beast. Tom Bouncy reports from Squim, Washington.
If not you, then someone you know has probably had this awful driving experience. You're hurrying home at night when your headlights illuminate two beady yellow eyes. A split second later, a large animal darts into the road, followed by that sickening crunch of metal against flesh and fur. You've hit a dog, or an owl, or a deer, or heaven forbid, a fully grown elk.
I did some research and found that from 1994 to 1998, there had actually been a dozen vehicle elk collisions along this highway within this about 3-mile stretch of area.
State wildlife biologist Shelley Ament stands beside Highway 101 just east of the town of Squim, Washington. For years, she's monitored a herd of elk that frequently crosses the busy highway. As a biologist, she has experience with electronic tracking devices. A new use for the animal beacons occurred to Ament.
And we had, at the time, 3 collared elk in the area, and I just got to thinking about how maybe we could design some sort of a project that we could install elk crossing signs with lights and be able to somehow adjust receivers to be able to pick up elk in the immediate vicinity of the highway.
Ament got together with retired physicist David Rubin to design antennas and receivers. Now, Rubin says when the herd approaches the highway, any of 9 radio-collared animals triggers flashing warning lights on the roadside.
It's a good thing is that anybody seeing these lights either slow down or at least wake up and start looking around. And that's helped because the accidents have gone way down, I think a factor of 10.
Bend, Oregon has a similar problem with deer versus car collisions. A stretch of Highway 97 south of town is also known for head-on crashes between vehicles. So Oregon Department of Transportation spokesman Dan Knoll says the agency got creative when installing a median barrier last summer that divides the 4-lane highway.
Yeah, usually when we put concrete barrier in, there are no gaps. But then to incorporate the balance between that and the deer migration, we put gaps in between the median barrier, and we put actual holes inside the median barrier for the smaller critters to be able to get across.
Animal-friendly road design is an up-and-coming consideration across the nation. 12 states are pooling research funds for an experiment in Yellowstone National Park. The trial employs radar beams to detect animals approaching a park highway and then sets off warning lights. Florida has virtually eliminated car versus panther collisions along a stretch of Interstate 75. Tall, expensive cyclone fencing funnels wildlife to special animal underpasses. Research ecologist Amanda Hardy of Montana State University says human safety drives interest in this issue, but she says there's also growing recognition that highways fragment wildlife habitat and isolate populations that then become vulnerable to inbreeding.
You can definitely fence animals off the road, but if you don't allow them to move across the landscape, there's going to be some problems with them meeting their biological needs.
Hardy says highway engineers must balance the high cost of critter crossings against an additional emerging issue, liability. In March, the Arizona Court of Appeals unanimously upheld a $3 million jury verdict against the state. The court agreed Arizona could have done more to prevent the serious injuries suffered by a father and his 2 daughters when their car hit an elk on the freeway. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bouncy near Squim, Washington.